Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayim Daf Lamed and Vov in the Oiz Vodar edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting from the two dots in the middle of the fifth line of the Amud. In the Mishnah, we mentioned that Karachas Akerim, which means if you have an area in the middle of the vineyard that got destroyed, that got became Chorev, what's the distance that you need in order to plant there? But Shammai says you need to have 24 amo, and Basil say you need to have 16 amo. Now, Karachas Akerim means that something got destroyed. What happens if the vineyard was planted originally this way? This is what the Gemara addresses right now. It's the same halacha, the same din. Like if that's how the vineyard was planted originally, or the vineyard was one way and then a part of it got destroyed. But Shammai means Tchilas Matahato Yisur V'abo. Shammai said there's no difference if it's the beginning of the planting or after a part of the kerem was uprooted, got destroyed. It always has to be 24 amos in order to plant something else in the middle. When it gets destroyed than when that's how it was originally planted. When it was originally planted, you need to have only 16 amo in between. The churban is 24. And the churban is 24. Why? Because the idea that you need to have a field that doesn't bottle to the vineyard is only if there was a vineyard there originally. And now you want to put a field instead, it has to be a very chashuv field, according to Beit Shammai, and it needs to be a sizable field, which is large, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, 8 amma. But if that's what was planted originally, it doesn't have to be that large. Continues the Gemara from one base. The dvarim Beit Shammai moisifim shlish. So based on this, the Gemara comes with a statement. The question is why the Gemara assumed that, if they understand. But the Gemara just gives you that statement. That Beit Shammai are a third more than Basil, meaning a third milabar, not milagav. Meaning a third over, once you add Beit Shammai, they're a third more. Why? Because Basil say that this is 16 amma. Beit Shammai say it's 24 amma. So the Beit Shammai add 8 amma on Basil. They're adding a third. Beit Shammai, the first two thirds, Beit Shammai is the third. So the more if so, Mokhla Kerem al Daiti Beit Shammai Shmunesre, al Daiti Basil Shtemesre. According to this, the Mokhla Kerem, which means the area of the vineyard next to the fence, should be according to Beit Shammai 18 and according to Basil 12, that should be one third more. Basil will be 12, which means two sixes, and Beit Shammai will be 1/6 additional. But we know that's not what the Mishnah says. Vatanina, we learned in the Mishnah. Shammai said 16. The difference is only 4 amma, which will be now a quarter, not a third, according to this cheshbon. So if we have this rule, it has to be a third. Why don't you say the same thing over here? Now, part of the reason the Gemara is said to say a third, according to the Vilna Gaon, the pshat is because what forced Kahana to say that there's no difference between an original vineyard and a vineyard which is destroyed in the middle? Why did he say it's the same thing? So the Gaon says, the Kahana's telling us, he holds Beis Shammai always a third more than Beis Hillel. So it says the Gemara, according to your understanding, it's always a third. Why Mochel Kerem is different? Says the Gemara, is the my memer, some wanted to say, Tzemem Arba Mois Lavoido. Meaning the 4 Amos next to the fence, that you don't count. The reason why, because the 4 Amos next to the fence, that is something which is something you can't plant over there because it's so close to the fence. So that's not considered part of the cheshbon. So the Gemara says, take out the 4 amos next to the fence. According to Beit Shammai, that you need to have 16. Really, what you have is 12. According to Beit Hillel, that you need to have 12. Really, what you're talking about is 8. So if so, in 2 shtemis al daita to the Beit Shammai, v'shmon al dvis Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel is 8. Beit Shammai is 12. That still goes with the cheshbon of an additional third. Says the Gemara, v'avoidas again. What about the avoido that you have to leave next to the vineyard? Taita de Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai say, here we're going to use the gears of Reb Chaim, that skips the next few words, and it just says, Adat Beit Shammai shesh amos. Do you want to tell me that according to Beit Shammai will be 6 amos? We know that always next to a vineyard you have to leave 4 amos space. That's according to Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai will add another third, should be 6 amos. We don't find that. As the one is going to bring two rias, that a Beit Shammai do always also agree for 4 amos. What is the rias? Raya number 1, proof number 1. Vatanin, it says, When you plant 4 amas in the vineyard, and within the 4 amas, Sham Oyim Kiddush Shurachas, or Bisil Oyim Kiddush Teshuas. Sham may say one row becomes Kaddish, becomes a problem of Kilayim. Sila say two rows. We'll see later why, what's the machlokes of one row or two rows. But you see that they're both agreeing that the distance is supposed to be 4 amas. So the one name or begin Bisil Taniso. Maybe you could say there, the reason we say 4 amas is because Bisil. We want to come and say a machlokes. If you did it too close, what will that affect the vineyard? Basil say two rows, but Shama say one row. How much is the distance to be a problem? So we say 4 amas because that's what Basil hold. And you're right, it will be 6 amas. We didn't go there into the details of what is the distance. So well, we have another raya, Vataninon. Ezu oris. What's a oris? So oris, as we mentioned before, usually a vineyard has a certain shape. It has to be two rows, one of three vines, and one of two vines. That's 5 vines together that join to be a vineyard. But if it's next to a fence, and so even if you have one row of 5 vines, that becomes, the fence puts it together and makes it into a vineyard, which is a problem of kilayim. And that's called an oris. Ezu oris, says the Mishnah, hanetea shua shachamesh kponim. You have a row of 5 vines next to the fence. And there the Mishnah continues and says, 4 amas from there, you need to keep a distance. We say 4 amas, and we say there's no machlekes b'isil b'cham regarding that. Seemingly, very clearly, it has to be 4 amas. So the Gemara, Shani answers the Gemara, there it's different. Why? Continuing Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Toma b'shem melokish be'oris hamu'ukom shono. So there the Gemara is going to ask, the b'chamay's shita is that the shape of a vineyard not necessarily needs to be that box that has 4 vines and 1 sticking out, 2 and 3. You don't have to have that shape. It could be a row of 5. So the Gemara asks, so why there in the Mishnah we say, then next to the fence is a line of 5 vines, even without a fence. According to Beit Shammai, 5 vines in a row is a problem. So the Gemara, we're not talking about a straight line. We're talking there that it's going in a zigzag. It's going, there's a few of the vines are further away from the fence, and a few of them are closer to the fence. They're not in a straight line. And that's the Lashon Gemara, Domer Shimei Lokish, Be'oris HaMu'ukum Shon. We're talking about it's not a straight line, but it goes, there's indentations. Some of them are sticking a little bit out. The Akimo Tarti Mizbalon. There's 2 amas that are in the distance of, that go into this not straight line. Meaning, some vines are right next to the fence, and some vines are sticking out 2 amas into the field. So if you count that distance that you have between the vines, you have an additional 2 amas. So Gemara says it could be an ikhrami, that Rechamai old, you need to have a distance of 6 amas. So why did they mention only 4? Because there you do 4 amas from the external vine, and then you add 2 other amas between the vines, and you get to 6. Not necessarily, but Shama old, that you don't need 6 amas. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Lamed Vav.